All right, we'll call this meeting to order. If everyone would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, for a roll call, we're just missing Shane tonight. Public comment, this period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. Does anybody have anything on the agenda at this point? All right, we'll move to our next item. We have the approval of the minutes for December 9th, 2025.
I move that we approve the minutes for December 9th, 2025.
All in favor of approval?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. We'll move to the approval of the agenda for January 13th, 2020. That should be 26.
Okay. I motion that we approve the agenda for January 13th, 2026.
All in favor of the approval?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. We'll move to our informational items. First, we'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
They're busy outside.
All right, we'll receive a report from Metro.
You got anything?
Officer Arnold with Metro. This is our newest officer, Officer Galpi. Look, I volunteered to give the presentation, so. we have nothing to report. Everything's been good out here. We're still continuing our heavy traffic enforcement with the construction zones through the pass, so please make sure you tell your neighbors, families, friends, please slow down, obey the speed limits through there. Other than that, that's it.
All right, thank you very much.
Hold on, how long have you been with us?
This is my second week.
Okay.
So thank you all for having me. It's really awesome to be down here. I've wanted to come down here for a while, but I've been with Metro for 7 years, and I did 9 years as a paramedic in town, so I'm excited to be here. Hopefully I'll get to meet more of you in good situations.
What division did you come from?
I'm sorry?
What division did you come from?
I came from Enterprise Area Command.
Oh, okay.
So.
Nice. It's great to have you out.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody from BLM?
No.
I didn't see anybody. Okay. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools.
Take it away.
Hi, I'm Tammy Flanagan. What am I? A principal at Sandy Valley. I just thought I would come, since this is the beginning of the second semester, we're already halfway through the school year, and just go through some things for January and February. I won't cover the whole year. Even though we call no school November, we also can call no school January, no school February. There are 2 Mondays in January that we are off and 2 Mondays in February that we are off. So January 19th will be, we're off for Martin Luther King Day, and then January 26th is a staff development day where students are off school, but the staff will be working. And then February, there's no school on February 9th. I don't have a clear explanation as to why, but it's true. One of our days, like a snow day built in, that if we use it kind of thing. So that is a no school for students and staff, not administrators, but students and staff. And then President's Day is February 16th. Now, going back to January, this is basketball season. We're in the thick of it right now. Middle school boys and girls, JV boys and girls, and varsity boys and girls basketball are running all over the place playing games, home, up north, south, everywhere. So they're coming and going quite a bit in the month of January. Our school organizational team meeting, which you all are always invited to as public community members, to come on January 28th. Just know that you're always welcome. It's not just school people, so if you'd like to come and observe, or if you have something you would like to talk to the school about or the school organizational team, you're welcome to. The other thing too, starting in January, is our budget season for the 26-27 school year. So we will be getting I will be getting the school budget next week, I believe. Yeah, next week. And so that's a tumultuous time, but also an exciting time where we're already planning for the 26-27 school year. I wanted to go back to January 19th. I believe it was announced today at school that NHS, National Honor Society, is that what you guys are here? Okay, I won't say anything. Okay. February is the elementary showcase game night, where parents and community members are invited to come and see what the students have been doing and participate in games in different classrooms for elementary only. And testing season is also upon us. 11th graders in here?
12th graders.
All 12th graders, okay. Oh. The 11th graders did ACT prep today. They'll be taking the ACT on February 24th. And that is a graduation requirement that all 11th graders participate in the ACT test. Don't ask me what it stands for, because I can't tell you right now. But you guys remember the SATs?
And yes.
I took the ACT, or SAT, 100 years ago, but now it's the ACT.
I took so.
Anyway, did you all have any questions? Anything else that I should add?
Did one of you guys want to say something about your NHS activity coming up?
Announcement is January 19th.
So, okay. The cleanup for the Santa Fe School, all middle school and high schoolers are invited to go, and it's just a cleanup from 10:30 to noon, and just clean up the school for 1.5 hours.
I think staff was invited in that as well.
And parents.
And parents.
Yes, I talked to them. Yep.
So.
And just so, I don't know if you all know, of course, NHS is our National Honor Society. So these are our National Honor Society students. And they do that for community service. So.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation. Is Shauna back there?
Shauna, you got anything for us?
I'm working on it. Hopefully I'll have it up before you guys are leaving.
So it will be up on the board?
Yeah.
Is that what
you... To be observed.
Several events. Just a couple events, yeah.
Okay. Do we have Valley Electric here today? No?
No.
All right. Sandy Valley Library. I don't think since we put her on the agenda, she's been here.
I know.
She needs to be reminded.
Yeah, okay. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. I've got a few things to share.
Okay.
She's over there.
She's closing.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Because she's probably...
She was closing.
Oh, no. Okay. So, update on the road. We're approaching the halfway point. If you've seen them, it's kind of interesting to watch putting the K-rails in, those big concrete barriers on the sides. Those are called cutoff walls. And those are put in there to help solidify the edges so that it doesn't get eroded from runoff, which I think it's just really cool to watch them, the whole progress. As I probably shared before, they're 12-foot lanes with 4-foot shoulders, which is much better than we had before. The inspectors have noted areas that do not meet standards, so I'm sure we've already seen a few places that kind of don't look as great as others. The contractors will be redoing those. They'll have to do them before they can close out their contract. Last month, Gail had said that they were going to switch to the other end. And whoever you talk to...
It had to do with temperature. They were watching the temperature. Of,
right. But whoever you talk to...
Didn't know they were talking about.
Wasn't...
Okay.
And shouldn't have been sharing that information. That is something that had been discussed as a possibility. But for the type of concrete that they're using, or not asphalt that they're using, it has to be poured when temperatures are 40 degrees and rising. So as long as our weather holds like it has been, there shouldn't be any delays. And before they would switch to the other end, they would do shorter sections that would allow for a quicker curing time, things like that. But it's definitely not the plan to switch over there.
Okay.
And they're going to get it talking to you, because that was not something that was supposed to, you know, those types of things aren't supposed to be just shared to the general public. Not that it's a big secret, but it leads to misinformation. So so that's it's moving right along. I know it's been frustrating. I've been stuck, especially on paving days. I got stuck the other day for quite a while with the pilot car, but it's just, it is what it is. You know, we have one road and it's the one that's being worked on. So I think for the most part, my experience has been, it's been pretty quick. I haven't had to wait that long, it's just that one day. And other things are going on. Shakespeare in the Park is going to be in April. And I can't remember the date, but it's April. Missoula Children's Theater is going to be February 16th through the 21st at the school. And Pet Vaccine Clinic is going to be a Saturday in April. We have not gotten a confirmation. So we've been working on it, and we're still trying to, we provided them 3 Saturdays in April. So hopefully they'll take one of them. And I think that's it. Unless there's questions for me.
I have one for you. Have you heard anything from the Las Vegas Health Department? Have they?
About the septic?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything more than any of you. I got the postcard in the mail. They, you know, I had sent a big, long email the first time around detailing a whole lot of stuff. I don't know anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a separate entity. They are not part of Clark County.
Well, I just thought maybe you might have heard something.
No. I heard one of our other commissioners being very angry about the whole thing. But other than that, no. Now I just overheard that in the halls. But yeah, everybody's pretty frustrated with it, not just us. So that's it.
Cool. Thank you very much.
So if they are angry about it, why don't they just say, you don't have the authority to do that. Stop.
They don't have the authority to do that.
To tell them to stop?
Correct. It's a different board, and there's 2 commissioners on it, and I think there's 9 or 11 members. So even if those 2 commissioners voted against it, that they're not the majority.
Was the public can vote on it?
No. It's not a voting issue. Mm-hmm. It's a right now it's an input issue. So they are. Do you know the history of this? Okay. So here's a little quick lesson. So the health district wants to change rules about septic, which would affect every single person in this room. Mm-hmm. And they are not the best at public outreach. And they went and made a whole bunch of changes that were crazy.
Without letting people know,
without getting any kind of input, without even reaching out to someone like me, who works for the commissioner, who could have given them a lot of input before all this happened.
Yeah.
They didn't even contact our office to help them get a space to have the meeting. So the meeting was here, and there were over 100 people here, which could not fit in this room. So it was, it was on a Tuesday morning when everyone's at work. So, you know, strike 1, 2, 3 right there.
Right.
So it was a scramble. We had a meeting outside. People couldn't
hear. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
It was a whole thing. And I am usually, in my position, I want to be the person that helps. I want to be the person that facilitates things and makes things happen. And I sat back and let them fail. And because they needed that lesson. They needed to understand that public input and outreach is not just making a meeting in the middle of the week, in the middle of the day when people can't show up.
Right.
So that was very hard for me, but I sat back and let it happen. Plus it affects me, I live here too, so it affects me. And so our community was very vocal. Some other communities were even more vocal. And it got a little crazy, and they finally, at the last minute, were like, oh shoot, maybe we need to think about this a little bit more. So they actually extended the period until the 16th, which tells me either they didn't get enough input, or I don't know, something else.
They didn't like the input they got.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't do that if they didn't like the input. And they probably haven't even reviewed it yet, to tell you the truth. I mean, if you're doing a survey or something, you usually don't review it until you have everything there. And they're not going to like it anyway, no matter what, whether they do it. So they've extended it to the 16th. They're supposed to be reviewing everything. We shall see. Part of the reason they're doing it in the first place is Las Vegas Valley, if people are a municipal sewer, when they flush their toilets and wash their dishes and take their showers, all of that goes into the sewer system, goes to water reclamation, and they process it and it goes back to Lake Mead. Mm-hmm. And there's, as you probably know, there's like four different states that get water from Lake Mead. And one of the ways you get water is through return flow credits. So when that water gets processed, goes to the lake, we get credit for how much we put back in. So if you live in Las Vegas and you have a septic tank, when you flush that toilet, you are not contributing to return flow credits.
So they want us to do that too?
Well, I don't think they really want us to do it. But they don't want, I don't think the goal is for us to get on
the
sewer.
Well, it's for the people that have septics in Vegas.
They're trying to get rid of septics in Vegas, which isn't necessarily a bad idea, because there are some septics right in the middle of Vegas. You know, like Sahara and Buffalo, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe it's not a bad idea for them to have to contribute, because they're using water from the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be giving back. Yeah.
And so some of them would probably still be on wells, because I know of several.
Some
properties.
Are and some aren't.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag. So we don't take from the Colorado River.
Right.
Same with like Moapa Valley, same with different places, same with Mount Charleston. We do not have a municipal water system to even hook up to. So, and that was part of the argument is you're putting regulations, you're trying to put regulations in place that we can't even fulfill even if we wanted to.
No.
So I think that's part of the short-sightedness of the whole thing.
And it would be cost extra.
At Las Vegas issue, not
and it is a big
issue. Yeah.
Water is a huge issue, and return flow credits are a very important part of what we do. That's why we have a whole water reclamation district. But I think they overstepped and didn't think about it very well. So hopefully they're learning from
it. They're making it our issue without thinking about it.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think it was, they were so focused, you know, and you know, this is not unusual that rural areas, we're different. We do things differently here. We have water wells and septic, where most people don't. You know, out of 2 million people in Clark County, maybe 10% have wells and septic.
Yeah.
So when you're writing legislation and you live in Las Vegas,
but
know,
that's not legislation, that's regulation.
Regulation, sorry. You're right. Regulation.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
There is. I'm sorry. I just said the wrong word. When you're writing regulations, same with a lot of our codes, zoning codes and stuff, if you were writing rules, you would write them for the most people.
Right, right.
Because Moapa Valley is different than Mount Charleston, the Indian Springs, than here, than Laughlin. So I get how they got there. But they know they cover everybody, so it was very short-sighted. So hopefully they have learned a lesson.
I think the first time too, they were reminded of that.
Because, I mean, you've been mentioning all these bunch of communities. It's not like it's just us. It's a bunch
correct.
Of people.
So. Correct. So, yeah, they met with us here. We were the first meeting. They went to Moapa Valley, and it was, like, way more
mm-hmm.
than just us.
Yeah.
And Moapa Valley their commissioner is on the health district board, and she's very vocal and has shared her frustration with them, too. So I think anybody that's, you know, aware of at all of Clark County knows people are upset about it. So hopefully the new regulations will come along. We'll see. That's probably way more than anybody wants to know. There you go. I'd like to take the chance to educate people. So, and it will come to a vote that's made up of a board. The board is made up of representatives from each jurisdiction, as well as, like, I think, a doctor and an at-large. There's like 9 people.
Yeah.
And our commissioners are 2 of the whole thing. So.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Library.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't realize, you know, I was just telling Sheldon, my memory's like a sieve. I honestly thought that I had to request each meeting to be on the agenda. And I was sitting over there at the cleaning the desk, and I was thinking, damn, I wish I'd asked to be on the agenda.
We took care of you, girl.
We put you on, so you're on our informational.
Because someone just said, don't you remember? And now I remember you putting last year. Anyway, so and then Gail had to come and get me.
Sorry.
So, guys, tomorrow is our estate planning. You might have seen. So I don't know if you guys look at the library website. So it's been on the library website, on the library Facebook page. But I post it on the local Facebook pages because I know other people. Most people don't look at the library stuff. So I post it on all five library Facebook local Sandy Valley Facebook pages. But I was going to post it again tonight before I leave. Just to remind people, tomorrow at 1:30 here at the library, actually, depending on how many people show up, we might just have it in here instead of the library. I'm having people from the Southern Nevada Law, they're lawyers, Southern Nevada Senior Law Program, coming to discuss estate planning. And as I was telling some of the ladies from my Lego club, the kids Lego club earlier today, it's not about, like, you don't have to have like a house in Beverly Hills to qualify. It's not that kind of estate, obviously. It's to what you're going to do with your belongings. You know, obviously, planning ahead for retirement or the grave. It's morbid. But so it's not only for seniors like me. It's for anybody that wants to plan ahead. It's just some advice of, you know, what to do for your retirement and beyond. And, like, you don't want to leave your kids in debt and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Perfect.
I do. Okay, anyone want a broken?
They left me in debt.
Why?
So,
I'll leave these on the desk there. If you want to grab one, if you're interested, you can grab them on the way out, okay? Sorry, and I promise, you're trying to remember that I'm on the agenda.
I'll try to
remember. I wish I was on the agenda.
Should I put it under your calendar?
I was thinking, should I sneak in there and maybe just
Thank you. All right.
Fire department, I don't think they're going to make any
more. So does that impact our general business item?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And they aren't here.
They aren't here. Okay. All right. So, we don't have any planning zoning items.
No, you're here. Hey,
okay.
Come on in.
We were just getting to you. So, we'll have a representative from PFC.
Folks.
Did Jeff just throw you to the wolves?
He kind of did, man.
Okay. Well,
I didn't want to interrupt your meeting, but I wanted to show
you. No, you're on the agenda. It's your turn.
Oh. Well, in that case.
But Fire Chief isn't here. But you can tell them what you're doing. So introduce yourself first. Oh, yeah, she's a treasurer, so that's good.
I'm Chris.
I'm Chief's wife.
Folks, I'm Chris Lorenzo. I work with PFC. We have that very small 77 acres just outside of town. The training center for military law enforcement, firefighters, a lot of first responders, and occasionally the public. And the time offered to us tonight, we wanted to give our donation to the volunteer firefighters.
Oh, there he is! Valley. He just walked in.
and Shane for their appreciation, their help, and a little bit of thanks to all of you for allowing us to be part of your amazing, amazing valley out here. And with that, I will step outside. If there is anything we're doing right, fantastic. If there's anything we're doing wrong, we would love to know because we want to adjust our fire, pun intended, and become a part, become an asset perhaps of the community, and to earn a way in and not just be an outsider coming in and stamping our foot pad down. That's not how we are. It's not what we want. And Pat Burke was the guy before me. I'm trying to step in his large shadow and keep that commitment up. So in the short term, for what it's worth, I would love to be the liaison between Sandy Valley and us. And I come from a place much like this from my youth, so I kind of understand certain things. And I can fight with the big guys really, really well. And on your behalf, I'm always rooting for a fight. So if there's anything I can do for you, face of the name, I'm the guy, and there's many more above me. I can put you in touch with all of them, but this is just a small show of respect and thanks to the valley.
And how much you give them? What's this?
Check includes $500 for the volunteer firefighters, and I can tap that well a little bit more as I learn my footing around here a little bit more. If that's acceptable. This is the chief, the gentleman I understand over here.
Yep. And just so people are clear, you guys have been up there for a number of years. The only thing I really have against you is you took my favorite shooting area out in the desert. So now I gotta go over there and try and get the gate open so I can sneak out of the property. But
you tell me where the camera actually plays out about, but and you and me are not friends.
So just so everyone's aware, they have been out here for a number of years. There hasn't been a whole lot of issues. For the most part, they've been great neighbors. And for the fire department, as a trains note, we've always been given access. We go up there, we destroy the cars, they have them hauled off. It's so much of this is so invaluable, being able to get a lot of this hands-on training that we can't get all the time. And to have someone appreciate us going up there destroying something on the property, you really you can't go wrong.
We try to very much interact.
Thank you so much.
With the fire department as well as local metro and there's a few grassroots things we're trying to do. We don't want to impact. We want to join. We want to become family. And I know that's very hard. I know it takes a lot of years. I'm not saying that I know this valley, but like I say, similar circumstances from my past is you don't let the outsiders in, they ruin things. We're trying to ingress in a positive manner. The flyovers, the helicopters, the rarity of that is going to continue to be rare a little bit, and I will do it as I learn to communicate. I know you guys kind of have a social media mafia out here. When I ingress into that, perhaps I can throw some, hey, this is what we're planning, this is what we're thinking, if I'm accepted. And that's kind of our attempt to show our thanks and our willingness to work with you, if that's at all possible. So,
sir, as some people that live closest to you, your place,
yes.
Of operation. Your gunfire is not nearly as disruptive as the stunt flyer that flies over the valley. And we're as close as you get to your place.
To the parcel.
Yeah, there's two parcels between us and you.
Oh, wow. You're very close. Yeah, we're neighbors for yeah, goodness sakes. We run a little bit of different, we're not the tourist-based business. We get loud. I mean, firearms are loud, and I apologize for that. I'm deaf in my right ear because of it and whatnot. But when it becomes a true nuisance, we want to know that. If we're out too late, I've got, respect to offset, some group guys working, getting off the range right now from the DOW now. And one of the things was we wanted to try to keep them in the daylight hours as much as possible. So feedback from you, sir, Mr. Neff, is huge. We don't want to be shooting from an aerial unit. I know the sound waves carry different when that. We're in that deep dark canyon. But there's a balancing act. And we need you not only as a business to be a good neighbor, and understand that as well, and that's why we'd love to hear from you guys and hopefully keep open comms to this is what we're trying, this is working, this is not working, and work with the community as best we can. But not shooting from the air.
Haven't bothered me any.
Fantastic. Now we're gonna have another right. So
well, thanks, Chris.
You got it. Thank you, folks. I pardon for the terrible introduction into your evening, but we wanted to say thank you on behalf of the company, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come. Hopefully, one day, part of your community. Thank you, folks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, and the So the two houses are closer?
Yes.
His daughter lives in one of them.
I'm going to go kick them off right now. Make a phone call. This is, we're good.
And Ken, I don't know. I know you were out when it was usually your turn. Do you want to give a quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't have any numbers for you. Sorry. They're very low this last month. Again, everyone's been doing such a great job about not hurting yourselves.
No dying?
There has been some concern that was brought up. There were some words that were said at the last commission meeting during the open mic session. There's been some letters written to the county concerning the removal of the community ambulance down at the state line area. So something I do want to address and reassure the community. The rescue that was stationed down the state line, community ambulance, it was moved over to Laughlin because they were actually short units down there. They're supposed to have a certain number of units and they haven't had that number in a while. How that affects our communities, Sandy Valley, Good Springs, Sloan area, things like this, it does not. Okay. There's absolutely no change. In fact, I would say that what I've seen for our communities is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 minute quicker transport response times from them than waiting for that truck to come out of state line. So all in all, I would say it's benefited us. Now, is that to say that this is a perfect system? No, it's not. There's going to be problems. There's going to be growing pains. Concern yourselves not with that, I promise. That is not going to be an issue for this community. If there is anyone that's going to be feeling the burden of this, it's going to be the folks down the state line. It's going to be those auto accidents that happen on I-15 down on the south end, out towards California border and over. That's where the impacts can be felt the most. And even at that, they're estimating the travel time is an additional 8 minutes. So could that be detrimental? Yes, no, maybe. I think we're gonna have to see how those statistics change over time. But for us, for our needs, they have a dedicated unit that is handling the I-15 corridor. They have them stationed down at the South Point now in that area. And if they're busy on a call, which would be no different than the state line truck when it was busy on a call, then they would be calling the next closest unit in Las Vegas Valley. So there's no change there. It's all the same.
Isn't there well, a some... gene?
There's a Clark County paramedic truck in Gene. And what I'm talking about is the community ambulance transport truck that was stationed down the state line.
Oh.
So that truck in Gene, we call them to help us with incidents like tonight. It was determined that they were not needed, they were canceled, so they could return to what they were doing. So we're not, you know, as they're there when we need them, mm-hmm. Great resource. But now they're just going to, typically things down the state line, they're going to be the first ones on scene now, rather than that community ambulance. So again, that's where the burden's going to be felt, but it's not going to be our communities.
So one of the complaints that had come to our office was that it's going to be different people all the time, different ambulances all the time, which possibly, but like he said, if the ambulance that was in Prim was on a call, it would be a different ambulance coming anyway. So that is not, it's not different than the way it has been. And I think that was a little bit of a scare tactic that I don't think is valid. So that's where that came from.
And
then once they start running on us, they're going to get used to it.
Well, and was a little apprehensive when they announced that they're going to be doing this change with the trucks and the stationing and everything else. I understand there's two things in the world. There's the two worst things you could ever do to a firefighter. Keep everything the way it's been going, or change. So that's kind of where we're at. All right, but I got nothing else for the community. If anyone's got anything for me, awesome, thanks.
No.
Yes.
Before you leave, I'd like you to chat with Susie. So.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Generally.
We'll talk.
Oh, for the senior center.
501c3 thing.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much, Ken. All right. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Gail, I know you're wanting to, so.
I'm not gonna.
You don't have it. You're not going to?
No. Just go on with
it. All right. Do we?
I'd like to say something.
Go for it.
On behalf of the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department and Sanders Toy Box. So currently, we had some issues with the two organizations. Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department does Santa's Toy Box. We are currently with a brand new 501c3, so we're very happy about that. We had some issues with the county and dealing with that. We had our 501c with Santa's Toy Box, but now we are officially the Friends of Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department, and that's what we will be going by from now on. Now, your firefighters are definitely your firefighters, and they're from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department, Clark County 77. But the organization is so that we can do things for the community, give back to the community, do the Santa's Toy Box, do other things, not just provide the firefighters with their trainings and things like that. I do want everybody to know, and if you want to, in case anybody ever asks, if you ever donate with Santa's Toy Box, that please be assured that those funds will go to those people as far as where we're going to put our funds. And when you donate to Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department, those funds will go to some of the extra trainings, NSFA, Fire Shows West, all those great training services that we can get from there also. So just so you know, but we are together now as Friends of Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department, and we're pretty excited about it.
Very cool. Thank you. Do we have any other public comments?
On behalf of Susie, I'd like to mention the pancake breakfast coming up at the Senior Center, 8 to 10:30 on the third Saturday.
This Saturday.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have had no heat for 2 weeks, but we will be warm, guaranteed.
They found another way.
All right. Very cool. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. See, you couldn't help yourself yet.
I didn't.
All right. Do we have any other public comments? All right. My students back there were saying no. Just be ready to go. Our next meeting date will be on February 10th, 2026. This meeting is adjourned.
All right. We left.